It's a blessing. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, I love the game of football, and I have a passion for it, and I can't wait to have practice today and be able to get better.
When you come up and drive up and you see that this is the place you're going to work, what's in your mind?
It's a wonderful opportunity. You know, the Packer Nation is great. You know, and I'm meeting guys on the team has been amazing. Just the rookies that they brought in, you know, very sociable. So I'm so excited. I can't wait to play this great game today.
You're obviously eager. Intimidated at all? Nervous at all or not?
It's football. You know, no matter what level it is, it's football is going to be football. You know, I'm happy to be a part of this team. I'm excited to get better.
What do you envision the running game looking like with you and Eddie sharing things?
I'm just focused on today. You know, understanding the system and, you know, taking another step of getting better.
First impressions when you walked into this locker room and saw some of the name
plates? It's amazing. I mean, guys that I watch every week on Sunday, you know, Clay Matthews, Aaron Rodgers. It's a dream come true. I mean, this is the NFL. You know, every kid's been dreaming of this whole life, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Is this the perfect spot for you, a team that's lacking a running game and you've been inconsistent a couple of years? This is exactly where you need to be?
If God put me here, it's definitely the right spot.
How can you help out this ball club?
I just got to get better every day. That's my goal. That's what I have to do. Get better each and every day and never be satisfied.
How are you more excited to go to a team that is in desperate need of
a running back? I'm excited. You know, I'm happy to be here, and I can't wait to get better and go to practice today.
What can you bring to this team?
Just working as hard as I can, you know, and being able to make guys around me better, playing with a passion.
What's the room like with you and Eddie? What are you guys talking about? How are you guys connecting early on?
No, Eddie, he's my roommate, you know, so we was laughing all night last night. You know, he's a great guy. I met him at the combine, and we're excited. You know, they brought us here for a reason. You know, we have to contribute. We have to work hard. If it's at running back or special teams, we're here to make this team better.
How important is this weekend, seeing as with the June 14th finals date ending, you don't get a lot of OTAs with this team? How important are these next 3 days for you specifically?
No, every moment is an opportunity, you know, and every day is an interview. So I have to go out there and just maximize my potential in all ways that I can.
How much were you able to watch Eddie while in college? Were you able to watch Bama at all?
Yeah, I was. I mean, everybody wanted to watch Alabama when they had the chance. You know, Eddie, he's a great player. You know, I'm excited to be on the same team with him, and I expect to learn from him, and I expect to teach him a little bit.
And what can you tell us about Dayton?
Dayton's great. He plays with a motor. He loves the game of football, and he's more than an athlete. He's a great guy, too, and he's going to contribute a lot to this team.
How did Jamore Jr. kind of change the outlook of your guys' program and make it kind of more of a professional atmosphere there?
I would say just having an expectation, you know, and allowing us pushing us to be the same guy each and every day, you know, and we had to meet standards, and if you didn't meet those standards, then you wasn't a part of the team, and the same, it was just business there.
I know you used to UCLA, it was hot sun. Are you ready for some of that winter, some of the snowflakes around here?
Well, hopefully the Cali weather follow me in a couple of days and come out here, but I'm excited. You know, it's football. You know, whatever I have to do to be a part of this program, I play the game, I'm going to do it.
So excited about playing, strap him up with Lacey? I mean, you two guys are roommates. I mean, did you find out about each other? What are you finding out about him, and what do you maybe find out about you?
I mean, he's a great football player. You know, we're here to contribute. We're here to get better.
People talk about his running guys over and his spin move. What's your signature? If you had to come up with your signature, what would it be?
Man, just playing with a passion. You know, playing with a passion and loving the game of football. And my signature, I guess you'll see it in due time.
You have big dreams, obviously, off the field as well. How much is this opportunity in front of you now? This could open a lot of doors for you if professional football goes well. Do you think about that?
Just got to take one day at a time. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future, although I do have goals and plans, but this is a great platform to set me up for my future.
Mayor Jim Schmidt, maybe you need to have a little something to worry about if you just don't have a little success, or take a side job and take his.
I'm going to track him down, talk to him sooner or later.
Is this, how unique is this situation? The two guys coming in who were really the number one guys for years
right.
In school.
It's great. You know, in this competition, we're going to bring out the best in you. You know, we're definitely going to find out what kind of man we are and what kind of athletes we are. So I'm excited to compete with Eddie and learn from Eddie and get better with him as well.
See you guys self as complimentary guys, or is it like, no, I'm going to beat that guy out?
Everybody, you know, everybody wants to be the best. You know, but at the end of the day, the best person on this team is a team. You know, and it's all about the team. You know, we're here to make the Green Bay Packers better.
Did you know you're going to be able to participate in OTAs? Did you know that was going to happen with the finals?
Did it say it again? I'm sorry.
With your final exam still approaching, did you know you weren't going to be
Well, I graduated to last June, so I'm done with school.
So you're able to play?
Yes.
To participate in the
OTAs? Right, yeah. I was graduated this past season. I have my degree already.
What did you graduate?
So you're here for good.
With political science.
Okay.
Yes, that's a plan. Yes. I brought all my clothes. I better be here for good.
Did you hear all those stories about you not being able to participate, and is that just misinformation? Or?
No, I just found out today. I really don't read newspapers. You know, I try to stay grounded, so I didn't have a clue.
But that's not accurate. You will be able to participate.
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay.
How did you feel to pull on the G for the first time and get your get your duds up. Have you walked out to see the field yet?
It's amazing. You know, it's one of those things that words really can't describe. You know, I'm so excited to be a part of this great program and organization.